Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Dalid, and we are 7 lines from the top of daf Mem Dalid Amid Aleph Amar Le Abaya Le Rabba. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miral, and Yaakov Meir ben Esther Tofa. So, yesterday, we began the 4th perek of Maseches Sukkah, which begins discussing a halacha about lulav, which has been the topic of the daf the last 2 weeks, but also a halacha related to arava. The Mishnah said, lulav arava, shisha v'shiva. The dalet minim and the arava were taken sometimes 7 days, meaning every day of Sukkot, but sometimes only 6 days, meaning one of the days those mitzvahs were omitted. What does it depend on? So the Mishnah said, when the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the Dalet Minim was Doicha Shabbos. If Sukkot coincides with Shabbos, but it's not the first day of Sukkot, then Dalet Minim will not be Doicha Shabbos. As it relates to Arava, it depends on whether the 7th day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos or whether it's some other day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. If the 7th day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then Arava was Doicha Shabbos. If any other day, then Arava was not Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara, in its discussion of Arava, digressed a little bit and mentioned what seems to have been a major machloikis amiran, exactly what the mitzvah of Arava was. So the truth is that we saw a little bit about Arava in yesterday's daf. We're going to see a lot about Arava in today's daf. But really, the sugya of Arava begins in tomorrow's daf. So we're going a shtickle backwards. The Mishnah on daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph mentions mitzvah sarava keitzad. What exactly was the mitzvah of the arava? So we're not going to go through the whole Mishnah, but here's the punchline. B'chol yoim, every single day, makifines ha-mizbeach pamachas. Every single day, the kehanim would take aravois, and they would be makif. They would make hakafois around the mizbeach one time. V'omrim, and they would say, Ona Hashem hoishiyana, Ona Hashem hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, they would say, Ani v'hoi hoishiyana, v'oisei hayoim. And on the 7th day of Sukkot, makifenes ha-mizbeach sheva pamim. They would be makif the mizbeach 7 times. And then the Mishnah continues and talks about different halachas related to arava. So in short, there was an amitzvah to take an arava, as in arve nachal, one of the dalet minim, and to be makif the mizbeach, to make hakafos, to circle the mizbeach. And there was a machlokes amiram, what exactly it meant when the Mishnah said makifenes hamizbeach. There were those that held that the mitzvah of arava was similar to the mitzvah of dalet minim, meaning the kehanim would take aravos, only aravos, as we'll see in the Gemara. They're not holding any of the other minim right now. They would maybe shakal it, chibut arava, we saw that idea, and then they would physically walk the arava around the mizbeach, like we do today in our shul when we clap and say hoshanas. So what we do is we take the hoshanas, the quote-unquote arava, and we walk it around the bima. That's what they would do in the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't walking around the bima. They were walking around the mizbeach. This was the mizbeach hachitza, in the mizbeach that was in the azara. It was in the courtyard. But the point is, makifin hamizbeach means the kaihanim would be holding the aravas and they'd be walking around the mizbeach. But there were others that held that that's not what it meant. What it meant was that there were kaihanim that would take aravas and they would erect them. They would put them on the foundation of the mizbeach, make them stand tall, and they would be circled around the mizbeach. So they weren't physically walking it and circling it around the mizbeach, but rather they would just put it in one place and they would be around the mizbeach. Regardless, this seemed to be a major shaila as far as what the Messiah was, but one thing is clear. There was a mitzvah that was known as arava that was observed at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash. Now, we've seen already a little bit from the Gemaras that we learned that reference Arava, that the mitzvah of Arava seems to be a mitzvah d'orais. In fact, we saw 2 makaris to it, both of which are going to appear again in today's daf. One makar the Gemara brought was that when the Torah mentions the Arava as being one of the dalet minim, it refers to the Arava as arve nachal. Now, arve nachal is a lashon rabbim, and there was a whole sugya in Perek Lulav HaGazal why the Torah introduces the Arava b'lashon rabbim. And one pshat that the Gemara gave was because there really were 2 mitzvahs of Arava. There's the mitzvah of Arava as it being one of the dalet minim, and then there's the mitzvah of Arava as in the mitzvah of Arava to be makif the mizbeach with the Aravas. If it's learned out from the pasuk Arvei Nachal, it would certainly seem to be a mitzvah deiraisa. Just like the Arava being one of the dal minim is midairaisa, so too the mitzvah of Arava that was nogeya being makif the mizbeach would also seem to be a mitzvah deiraisa. Another makar that we saw was Rabbi Yochanan's famous memra, who said esen etiyos Arava v'nisuch hamayim halacha l'moshe misinai. So again, it would seem to have some sort of biblical source. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Regardless, today's daf is going to deal, for the most part, with this mitzvah of Arava, says the Gemara. Omale Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye asked his Rebbe, Rabba Akasha. Abaye's Rebbe Muvik was Rabba, and he asked Rabba the following question. He said, why is it that there's a mitzvah to take lulav, dalet minim, 7 days after the Churban as a Zeichel HaMikdash? But how come, as it relates to Arava, you don't find that there's a mitzvah 7 days to take the Aravas as a Zeichel HaMikdash? So the backdrop of Abaye's question was the mission that we saw on Daf Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah says that even though midday raisa, there's only a mitzvah to take dalet minim 1 day outside of the Beis HaMikdash, usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim, but outside the Beis HaMikdash only 1 day, but mishachar Beis HaMikdash, zeichel HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made a takana that we should remember the Beis HaMikdash by taking dalet minim 7 days even outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Abaye asked Rabbah a very reasonable question. He said there were two mitzvahs that happened on Sukkot when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Number one, Dalet Minim for 7 days. Number two, the Mitzvah of Arava. Now, the Mitzvah of Arava was also 7 days. So, if the Mitzvah of Arava was 7 days, so how come you don't find, or how come Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai didn't make a takana, Zeichel HaMikdash, Tziyoin Hi, Doresh Ein La, Michlal Dabayu Derisha, and let's remember the mitzvah of Arava. Why is there a zecher for the Dal Minim, and why is there no zecher for the mitzvah of Arava? Now Rashi clarifies right away, based on a Gemara that we're going to learn later in the daf, that really Chazal did make a takana, zecher mikdash for the mitzvah of Arava, but it was only 1 day. And the question that Abaye was asking was, why not 7 days? How come when it comes to Dalet Minim, 7 days? But when it comes to Arava, it's only 1 day. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi told Abaye, Hoyov Adam Yoitzi Dechaybasit by Arava Shabalulav. He told him it's not necessary. Why should we have to go and make a Zecher 7 days for Arava? Yeah, anyways, fulfilling the mitzvah of Arava. When you hold your Dalet Minim, one of the Dalet Minim is Aravas, Arvei Nachal. So you're already making a Zecher for the Arava, so it's not necessary to go make a special for Arava. Amale, so Abaye told Rabbah, Hahumi Shum Lulav, who the Ka'avidla. No, that shouldn't count. It's true, we make a Zecher for Arava through the Dalet Minim, but Dalet Minim is a separate mitzvah. Dalet Minim is one mitzvah. Arava is a separate mitzvah. So Abaye told Rabbah, Lachura, you shouldn't be able to be Yoitza, your Zecher for Hay. For Arava with your Dalet Minim, and he told him, and then Abaye told Rabbah, so maybe Rabbah, maybe Rebbe, what you mean to say is that what Rabbi Yechim and Zakin wanted us to do is when we take our Dalet Minim, we should pick it up. We'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, the Zeich for the Dalet Minim. Then he wanted us to put it down, and then we should pick it up a second time. And when we pick it up a second time, that's when we'll fulfill the mitzvah of Arava. But he said, nobody does that. So nobody seemed to have gotten that memo. So it doesn't seem that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana was. So again, Abaye asks Rabbah, how can we make a Zeichel HaMikdash 7 days Dalet Minim, and you don't find the same exact Zeichel HaMikdash with regards to Arava? And don't tell me it's because you have that Arava anyways. That's a separate mitzvah. Dalet Minim is one mitzvah, Arava is another mitzvah. And don't tell me you're supposed to pick it up twice. If there was a Messiah for that, then that would be a good answer. But there is no Messiah for that. So it doesn't sound like that was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's takana. So the Gemara says, Om Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. So Rav Zvid was there and he said, I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rava. The reason is lulav deiraisa of dinan shiva zeichel hamikdash. Arava derabbanon loy of dinan lo shiva zeichel hamikdash. He said the reason Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana for dal minim, and he didn't make a takana for arava because dal minim is deiraisa. So for a mitzvah deiraisa, he made a zeichel hamikdash. But arava is only a mitzvah derabbanon, and because it's only a mitzvah derabbanon, he didn't make it. So the Gemara says, Laman, is that true? Who is the one that holds that arava is only the rabbanon? We just mentioned it in the very brief introduction. Ilei v'labashol, it was. He's saying this Rav according to Abishol. Ha'amar Arvei Nachlik Ziv Shtayim.
achas lulav, achas amikdash. Abishol is the one that said that when it says arve shtayim, arve loshen rabim, what's the loshen rabim? The two mitzvahs that you could be mekayim with arava. One is the mitzvah of dalav minim. Arava is one of the four minim, and number two, the mitzvah of arava. So obviously, he didn't mean to say that according to Abishol, the mitzvah of arava is a rabbanon because zelo nachon. It's the mitzvah they rise, and either rabbanon, maybe meant it according to rabbanon. Look at the gemiri law. No, all the other rabbanim, all the other rabbis that didn't say what Abishol said, they also hold it's a day rice, or at the very least, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Is halacha l'moshe misinai day rice? So, b'fum riata, of course it's a day rice. But we've spoken out, there's a tshuvas noy de Yehuda that says when you have a suffix halacha l'moshe misinai, maybe you go l'kula. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and Rabbi Yitzchak asks a whole bunch of kashas on this. It's a major raid. But the point is, it's not a drabana. Either it's a regular day rice that's learned from a passing in the Torah, or at the very least, it would seem to be halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, what's the makarta halacha l'moshe misinai? Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Churton, Eser Netiyos, that's halacha in Hilchas Shvius, Arava, that's what we're talking about, Venisach Hamayin, that's the suya that's coming up. Halacha l'moshe misinai. This is all halacha l'moshe misinai. So again, Rav Zvitz said in the name of Rav, the reason Rabbi Yechim and Zaki made a takon is eichel mikdash for dal aminim, and not for Rav, because dal aminim is the reis, Rav is the rabbanon. Who holds our Rav is the rabbanon? Abishol says it's a pasik. Everybody else seems to see it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's like Mar says, Rav Zvitz nishmei the Rav. Rav Zvitz said was something else. Lulav the isle ikrim and atoyra bigvulin. Lulav, will you find there's a mitzvah day reis of lulav bigvulin outside of the base of mikdash when? The first day, Lakakhtam Lakam Yemirishan, of Din Le Shiva, Seichel Mikdash. So therefore, Seichel Mikdash, we have 7 days of Lulav. However, Arava, the lesson, Ikim and Atayr, Bekvulam, Arava, you don't find anywhere that there should be even one day midday rice outside the base of Mikdash, Loy of Din and Shiva, Seichel Mikdash. You don't have 7 days, Zecher Le Mikdash either. In other words, Rab Zvitz, Teretz, in the name of Rava, to Abaye's question. What was Abaye's question? How come Rabbi Yechim and Zaki made a takana zeichel mikdash 7 days dalud minim after the korban, but he didn't make the same takana of 7 days of arava after the korban? The reason is because lulav, big vulin outside the base of mikdash, has a shoyrish. It has a root on a deiraisa level. The first day is midairaisa. Now days 2 through 7 are not midairaisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we're going to expand the din deiraisa, and we're going to say for 7 days, you should go ahead and take the dal minim. First day midairaisa, the other days zeichel mikdash. But arava, there was never a mitzvah deiraisa of arava outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah was to be makif the mizbeach, which by definition was in the Beis HaMikdash. But you don't find even one day that it should be midday raisa outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai felt something that has no shayrish midday raisa at all outside the Beis HaMikdash, to take this now as a zecher and to expand it to 7 days, we'll do it for the Dal Minim. We're not going to do it for the Arava. And that concludes the first discussion as it relates to Arava in today's daf. The second discussion, Amar Rish Lakish. So this begins with something that Rish Lakish said. So the first part of the Gemara began with a question that Abaye asked Rava. The second one was with a comment that the Amora Rish Lakish made. He said, quote, Koyhanim Bali Mumin, Koyhanim that are Bali Mumin, Nechnasim Beino Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, they're let her go to the area that was between the Ulam. So the Ulam was the proizdar, the hall that led into the Heichel, Ulam Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach Achitzon, Kidei Lotzeis Barav, to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Barav. So the background to this halach is that ordinarily, someone that's a Baal Mum is not allowed to walk in certain areas of the Azar. Specifically, he can't go Beina Ulam for La Mizbeach. We learned a little bit about this in Mesachis Yuma. This comes from Mishnayis and Mesachis Kalim. But the point is that there was different parts of the Azara had different levels of Kedusha. One of the areas that had a more intense Kedusha than the rest of the Azara and the Harabayis was the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So once you get past the Mizbeach, you're walking through the Azara, and you cross past the Mizbeach, you're getting now towards the Ulam, that area had a special level of Kedusha, as it relates to our sugya, someone that was a Balmum wasn't allowed to walk in that area. Said Reish Lakish, even though ordinarily a Balmum would not be able to be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, but when it came Sukkis, and there was a mitzvah of Arava, and there was a mitzvah to be Makif the Mizbeach, said Reish Lakish, even a Koyim Balmum, obviously only a Koyim, but even a Koyim Balmum was allowed to enter that area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, Mi Amra, who said this? Now, the Gemara assumes right now that when Rabbi Yochanan said Miyamra, what he meant to say was that who said there's even something called Arava?
Meaning, you seem to be saying that there's a mitzvah varov. You seem to be suggesting that it's deiraisa, it has deiraisa type qualities, and therefore it can override, it could be doicha de iser, whatever that iser is, for a koyim balmum to go bein ulam v'lamizbech. Because if arava is not a deiraisa, then it doesn't seem reasonable that this mitzvah arava would be doicha, it would allow a koyim who's not allowed to go to a certain area to suddenly be allowed to go. So it sounds like we're suggesting, Rish Lakish is, in his statement, he's taking for granted that there's a mitzvah arava. Know that, but that the mitzvah of Arava is even a mitzvah deiraisa. So the Gemara says, "Mi Amra?" Rabbi Yochanan asked that question. Is that possible? Ha'iu Amra. He's the one that said it. What was Rabbi Yochanan's question? Who said? Rabbi Yochanan, you're the one that said. How do you know that? Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Because this Gemara that we keep on quoting, that's quoted throughout Shas. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Chortin. It traces itself to Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Chortin. What did he say? Esen Etiyo is Arova. V'nisuch HaMayim Alocha L'moy Shemisina. So how could Rabbi Yochanan be the one that's saying, Mi Amra? What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it. The Gemara says, Ela Mi Amra Ben Etila. Dilma Biskif. No, Rabbi Yochanan knew the mitzvah of Arova. He knew the mitzvah of Arova is Alocha L'moy Shemisina. He knew that Be'etzen, theoretically, it's a super chashuv mitzvah that maybe has the ability to override certain things. But at the same time, he told Rish Lakish mi amra, as if mehecha tesi, meaning your halacha is a loaded halacha, and you're making two assumptions. The first assumption you're making is that the mitzvah is netila as opposed to skifa. This takes us back to what we mentioned in the introduction. This takes us back to a good chunk of Amid Beis in yesterday's daf, where there was a major debate amongst Amiram what the mitzvah was of Arava. What did it mean when the Mishnah said they were makiv the mizbech? Did it mean they physically waved it, walking around the mizbech, or benetila, similar to what we do with the dal minim, or did it mean they would just erect it, have it stand around the mizbech? Now, Rish Lakish, who said that a kayim balmum is allowed to do this, what does he seem to be saying? It's netila. Why? Because if it's skifa, then you don't need all the kayhanim to do it. Just have a kayin and point somebody and let him go ahead and do it. That's the mitzvah. If it's netila, so then it sounds like it's a mitzvah that's chal ar karkafta de gavra. It's a gavra de gemitzvah. Every person needs to do it. But if the mitzvah is that it should just be around the mizbeach, so let anyone do it. And if that's the case, why would you take a kayin balmum? It makes no sense. If everyone has to do it, so now it's a shayl. Ich ben a kayin. I have a mitzvah of arava. The mitzvah was in the Beis HaMikdash. It's for kayhanim. It's around the mizbech, only can I'm allowed to go in that area. I'm a balmum. Ordinarily, I can't go. Oh, the mitzvah rabba. Yeah, doicha, no doicha. But Rabbi Yochanan said, how do you know, mi amra, Rish Lakish, who told you that the mitzvah rabba is even a tila? Maybe it's skifa. If it's skifa, there's certainly no reason for a kohen balmum to go to that area. Just give it to a kohen that's allowed to go there. Let him do it. And additionally, what he told him was, mi amra b'balimumin, dilma b'tmimin, who said, even if the mitzvah is netila, that means every single kohen gets it right, gets the chance to do it, has to do it, and as a result, the mitzvah of would be daich this and for the kohen to go. Maybe not. Maybe only a kohen that is not a balmum is allowed to go, but maybe a kohen that's a balmum is not allowed to go. Bottom line is, Rish Lakish said, kohanim bali mumim, they were allowed to circle the mizbeach, even though it involved going between the area of Beino Ulam Vilim Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan told him, Mehecha Teisa, Mi Amro, who told you? You're making two anachas. Number one, you're making an anacha that the mitzvah is netila, not skifa. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not so sure. And number two, you're making another anacha that even if the mitzvah is netila, it means every single kayin. Maybe not. Maybe only a kayin that's allowed to go in that area. If you're not allowed to go in that area, so what should I do? Maybe you have no right to do that. Next Gemara, Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There was machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, again, as it relates to Arava. Chadama once said, Arava Yesoid Nevi'im. V'chadamar, and the other one said, we're familiar with this, Arava Minig Nevi'im. So what's the difference? Yesoid Nevi'im and Minig Nevi'im. We know what Nevi'im means. It has something to do with the prophets. But there seemed to be a machlokes whether it was Yesoid Nevi'im or whether it was Minig Nevi'im. So Rashi says, Yesoid Nevi'im, read it inside, Takonas Nevi'im Achroinim. It was a Takona. Yesoid means Takona. From the Nevi'im Achroinim, the last Nevi'im, Chagli Schari Malachi, meaning this doesn't go back to Yeshaya, Yecheskel, and Yirmiyah. It's the Nevi'im Achroinim. It's the Nevi'im of Chagi Yischaya Malachi, Shehoyu mi Misaknei Takonos Yisrael, Ba'anshe Knesset Hagdolah. They were members of the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah, and they were very instrumental in all the Takonos that were made in the beginning of Ba'i Yesheni. So we've spoken out to Vilna Goy many times, where the Gros says in his Pirish, An Agadatot, Tzim Masechtes Bechoyres, Tavches Amidez, that he says all, some say the Ger says maybe almost all, but the point is that the Rabbanans that we have pretty much were instituted in the beginning of Ba'i Yesheni. The Yidden had only deiraisas during Bayis Rishon. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
And when they came back, they realized that they better improve what they did. Otherwise, history is going to repeat itself and they're going to end up making mistakes. So they felt they had to make some sort of safeguards. They had to make a mishmeres, and they had to make protection to make sure you're not going to go to the deraisa. So what do? You start implementing the rabbanon. Meaning, not only shouldn't you eat meat and milk together, don't even eat chicken and milk together. The not eating chicken and milk will be a protection against not eating meat and milk. Not only should there be a rais, there should be a shnias rais, even though that goes back to shloimeh melech. But that's the point. The point is that the rabbanons were all about protecting their rights, and they were pretty much instituted by the neviim achroinim, the anshei knesses agdoila, the early part of Bayesheni. That's when it was instituted. So one mandama said, the mitzvah of arava comes and it traces itself back to the Yesoid Hanav, it's Yesoid Hanavim, it's associated with the Navim. The other one said, Arava Minig Navim, that Arava is not Yesoid Navim, but rather what it is, it's Minig Navim, meaning it traces itself back to the beginning of Bayesheni. However, it's not Yesoid Navim, rather what it is, it's Minig Navim. It was only a custom. The Navim said, do it as a Minig. So we have Minhagim today, for example. Sometimes we don't know. But at the same time, they were early minhagim. The Nevi'im sometimes instituted minhagim. But there's a difference between a yesoid, a mitzvah, a takana that the Nevi'im would have instituted, and something that's simply a minhag. Now, what's the nafkamina? So Rashi throws out a nafkamina. Rashi throws out a geshmak nafkamina that it's going to play itself out in the coming dafin. And that is, you make a bracha on a rava. If it's a mitzvah, asher kidishanu b'mitzvah yisav etzivanu. And even though it's a mitzvah, the rabbanon, so how could you say etzivanu, loisasur, shalavicha v'yageit, the Gemara in Perek Memadlikim regarding Ner Chanukah. But if it's a minig, on a minig, you certainly wouldn't make a bracha. So again, we have a machloikas from Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. A rava, yisoid anavim or minig anavim? Now, at first glance, how does this stem with anything that we just learned? We keep on saying, a rava is a deraisa. Abishol said, arve nachal, it's a deraisa. Rabbi Yoichan said, aloch elamayish minsina. So the Gemara is going to address it. Says the Gemara, this time, Rabbi Yoichan, adam yisoid anavim. I have a raya, the Rabbi Yoichan is one that said, that a rava is yisoid anavim. It's not a minig, it's a yisoid. I'm Rabbi Vol, I'm Rabbi Yechzer Vol, and then Rabbi Yechanon, Arava, Yisai Nevi'im, Arava is Yisai Nevi'im. That's pretty clear, says the Gemara at this time. So Rabbi Yechanon must be the one that said that it's Yisai Nevi'im. Rabbi Shul ben Levi is the one that said it's Minig Nevi'im. Only Rabbi Zeir, the Rabbi Vol. So Rabbi Zeir told Rabbi Vol, Rabbi Vol, how can you say Rabbi Yechanon said that? Me, I'm Rabbi Yechanon, Hachi, the Kasha we just said. From Rabbi Yechanon, Mishra, Rabbi Yechanon, Yishbe, Beishchurt, and Esen, Nitiya, Sarov, Nisachamayim, Halach, Lamoish, Misinai. What do you mean, Rabbi Yechanon, the one that said Halach, Lamoish, Misinai? So if it's Halach, Lamoish, Misinai, how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan said it's Yesoid Anavim? He said it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Vo was asked this question, Ishtoimim Keshachada, he was taken aback. He froze for a second, as if that's a very, very good question. I'm not sure that I know the answer. But then V'Omari says, I know the answer. No, I can't. The answer is Shokhum V'Chazru V'Yastum. You have to say that really, there was a halacha l'moishim misinai, and this is interesting, of Arava. But then the halacha l'moishim misinai was forgotten, which is something we've talked a lot about. But the halacha l'moishim misinai was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im came along, and they reinstated. It's both true. Halacha l'moishim misinai, emes. And you say the Nevi'im, emes. How's it possible? If it's halacha l'moishim misinai, it's not from the Nevi'im, it's from the Nevi'im. It's not halacha l'moishim misinai. The Torah says initially it was halacha l'moishim misinai. Shakram. The Chazru V'yasim. The Gemara says, "Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Would Rabbi Yochanan have said that?" I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Now today's daf is hashtag No Raid. So unfortunately, we're not going to talk about this today. But Rabbi Yochanan said, "Dilchoin Amri Diloinhi." So these four words have a lot of rest of the story associated with it. Rashi gives us the abridged version. It's a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yizayinam and Aleph. The Gemara there tells the fascinating story where Rav Kahana, who was a Talmud of Rav, he was learning in Bavel, he was forced to go to Eretz Yisrael, Ari Olo Mi Bavel, and he encountered Rabbi Yochanan, and when they talked and learning, Rav Kahana was asking questions to Rabbi Yochanan, even the great Rabbi Yochanan wasn't able to answer. Rabbi Yochanan was a Sinai, the Yad Malachi says, Rav Kahana was more of an Oikaharim, and he was able to, in Lamdis, somehow defeat Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan thought that Rav Kahana was maybe mocking him and laughing at him. And Rabbi Yochanan had a kpeda. It caused Rav Kahana to die. There, Rabbi Yochanan made chias amesim. So that's one of the stories where you find Amiram made chias amesim. Come Rabbi Shachtel, Rabbi Zeir is one that comes to mind. But this is another classic. Bava Kamo daf kuf yodzayin. So after that whole episode, Rabbi Yochanan saw how great Rav Kahana was in learning. So he turned to his chevron and he told him, Dilchoin Amri Dilchoin. You know, I used to think that us in Eretz Yisrael, We're the masters of the Talmud. But I realize now Rav Kahana, who's only a Talmud of the greats, he's a Talmud of Rav, I see that in Bavel they're even starker. But the point is, you see, Rabbi Yochanan held that the Mesoira was very, very stark in Bavel. And here Rabbi Yochanan saying that when the Yidden came back after Golus Bavel, because that would be when this happened, the beginning of Bayesheni, Anshei Knesset Agdoilo, Chagis Chayu Malachi, the Rebbeim Achroinim, they had forgotten the mitzvah of Arava. Here Rabbi Yochanan is praising the Torah and Bavel, and here Rabbi Yochanan is also saying that even though Arava is Allah Lamech Misina, but it's also Yisoid Anavim because Shakum Vechazu Vyasnum. So the Gemara says, you have to say Loikashana. That must be, we're going to have to reconcile Rabbi Yochanan a little bit differently, and that is Kan B'Mikdash and Kan B'Gvulim Ma'ot Pashot, the Ikur mitzvah of Arava. That Rabbi Yochanan said is Allah Lamash Misina. Esenetios Arachav Nisachamayim. That's Allah Lamash Misina. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said that it's Yisoid Anavim? He wasn't referring to the mitzvah that was of Arava that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, he was discussing the Gvulin, or was done outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, that's a Rabbanon. That comes from the Nevi'im. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Ami. More halachas related to the mitzvah of Arava. Rav Ami said, Arava tzricha shir. Arava has to have a shir. Number 1. Number 2. You take the Arava, you can't have any of the other minim, which is a little counterintuitive on Sukkot. Sukkot, you keep on thinking of the Dalit minim, Tzarech Eged, you bring them together, B'shastin Anuim, Yimachab the Esrik. When it comes to Arava, no. Fakert. The Einoni tell us Elabif Neyatzma. It Tafke has to be taken by itself. Einodom Yoitzi, Idei Chayvase, Barava, Shebelulav. Additionally, you can't pick up your lulav and fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning, it has to be an independent Arava. So the Gemara asks Akasha right away. Once Rav Ami said that Arava has to be taken by itself, obviously you can't fulfill the mitzvah with the Arava that's inside the lulav, right? Rav Ami said three things. Number 1, Arava tzricha shir. We'll see what the shir is in a minute. Number 2, you have to take it by yourself. Number 3, you can't be yotze with the lulav. Pshita. If you have to take it by yourself, then obviously you can't be yotze with the lulav. So the Gemara says, "Mazal tema." I would have thought, "Hecha hanimili." When is that true? Hechdolei agbehe v'hader agbe. Maybe what he meant to say was, Rav Ami, is that you have to do a separate netila for the lulav. Abul agbe v'hader agbe. If you would do a separate netila for the lulav, emaloi, maybe that would be okay. Kamash mulon. That's the chiddush. Now Rashi explains the Gemara. Why did Rav Ami say that rava has to be taken by itself? What's the reason for it? So Rashi says, three lines from the top, the muchach shei mitzvah, because it has to be obvious that the mitzvah is arava. So therefore, the Gemara to have a mina, that if all you really need to do is make it muchach, so maybe if I pick up the dal minim, put it back down, and then I pick it up again, maybe it's muchach. Maybe it's muchach. So I would have thought that maybe that's enough, even though I'm picking it up together with the dal minim. But if it's a special hagbah, maybe that would be okay. Kamash, well, that's what Rav Ami wanted to clarify. He said, number 1, Eino nitalos elav b'fnei atzmoi. And by the way, Eino dem yoitzi dechevasei b'arava shabalulav. It has to be a separate arava, independent of the other minim. You can't have any other minim together with it, says the Gemara. That's Rav Ami said. Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak Chizda, and then Rav Yitzchak, Adam Yoitza Dechavasai, Barava Shabalov. No, you can be Yoitza, you're Chiyuv with the Arava Shabalov, says the Gemara. V'kamashir. So the first thing Rav Ami said was, Arava Tzmicha Shir, what's the Shir? Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Gimel Bade Alan, 3 stems, and the Alan have to be Lachen, they have to be moist. So you want it to be fresh. It should not be Yavesh. And how many of these stalks do you have to have? 3. Rav Sheisha, some Rav Sheisha said, Afilu ale echad, upad echad. Even if you have 1 leaf, and the Gemara thinks right now means, or 1 bad, 1 stem. Right? The Gemara, ale echad, upad echad, zogad aitach. You can be yoitzen with 1 leaf. That doesn't feel like something you should be able to be yoitzen. Rashi says, why not? Because it's not a lekicha that's nicker. It's not going to be nicker. You're holding a leaf, that's the mitzvah. So what is this reminiscent of when the Gemara was trying to figure out how do you know the asterisk is an asterisk? And the Gemara said, oh, because it's mashma pre-eights, tam eights no your period shava. And the Gemara said, maybe it means the pilpilin, maybe it means the peppercorns. And the Gemara said, no, they're too small. It's not going to be nicker. So it's a similar svar that it has to be nicker. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, is it possible that it can be yoitza with bad echad or ale echad? The Gemara says, ale emi, you're right. I feel ale echad bivad echad. You don't need 3 stalks if you have 1 stalk that has 1 ala on it, even that is going to be okay. So what's the shear? Either 1 or 3. Amar Ivo. Ivo said, Rashi tells us, Ivo was Avuah d'Rav. So we know a lot about Avuah d'Shmuel. This was Avuah d'Rav. This was Rav's father. He said, Havakim the Kameh d'Rabbalaz Rav Tzadik. I was once standing by Rabbalaz Rav Tzadik. Fa'aisehu gavra Rav Kameh. Somebody brought out Rav. He took the Rav, did Rabbalaz Rav Tzadik, shakel. He took it, chavit. He did not know him with it.
Rashi says, Loshon ni'anua, v'loy baruch, and he didn't make a bracha. This was the Maaser Rav. This is what Ivoy had observed by Rabbi Lotzen Barab Tzadik. Now, this was after the Churban. This was the Gemara that Rashi mentioned on Amud Aleph that we said very, very quickly, that you see that even after the Churban, there was a mitzvah of Arava that was done, albeit one day. That's why a biased question that he asked, Rabbi, how come we don't have 7 days? Emphasis on seven. He wanted to know, why not 7 days? Meaning he knew there was a Takana. You see it right here, Rabbi Lotzen Barab Tzadik. This is after the Churban. Ivoy, this is Rab's father talking. That's obviously after the Churban. So he saw Rabbi Lazar Tzadik do this, and he saw him take the Aravas. He was fulfilling some sort of mitzvah of Aravas. So clearly there's a mitzvah of Aravas outside the Churban. But here's the punchline. He didn't make a bracha. Kosava, why would he have not have made a bracha? This we also spoke out from Rashi and Amud Aleph. Minig Nevi'im, who obviously was of the opinion that it's a Minig Nevi'im. It's not a Yisoida Nevi'im. If it's a Yisoida Nevi'im, if it's a Takana, he would have made a bracha. Hashem Kiddushar Rebbe Mitzvahis of Vitzivanu. What's the Vitzivanu? Leisasur, Shalavicha V'yageitcha. But over here, the reason he didn't make a bracha is because he held it was a Minig Nevi'im. The Gemara says, Aivu V'chizkira B'nei Barte Dara. So we just mentioned Aivu, who was Rav's father. This is Aivu and Chizkia, who are Rav's inaklach, b'nei barte de Rav. So Rav's daughter's sons. Aiswa Rav the Kameh, they're Rav. They brought a Rav to Rav, chavit v'lei baruch, and Rav held like his father, k'nasav ha-minig nevim, who obviously was of the opinion that it's not a yisoid ha-nevim, but rather it's a minig ha-nevim. So the Gemara just mentioned something related to Aivu and Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadik, so we're going to end the daf with a little bit of a digression, more Gemaras where Aivu commented about something that he saw when he was in the presence of Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik. I was one standing by Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik. And there was a person that came to Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik, and he had a Shelas Rav. He wanted to ask the Rav a question. So this was the question. Amalei told him, Kiryasna Isli, I own a village. Okay. Karmaya Isli, in the village I have vineyards. Seisaya Isli, I also have olive trees. Now, Va'asu B'nei Karyasa, the B'nei Karyasa, the people that live in my village, they all work for me. And they came, this was on Shemitah, that's the punchline, by the way, U'mekashkishim B'karmaya, and they're working, they're hoeing the field. They're hoeing my vineyard, Va'ichlim B'seisaya, and they're taking from the olives as payment for what it is they're doing. So this was his question. Arich or loy arich? Is this okay? Or is it not okay? Now the truth is, at first glance, there's two questions that should be floating around. We're not going to really go into this, but there are two things. Number one, it's Shemitah. If it's Shemitah, how are you working the field? Number two, you're using Shemitah payrois to pay people that are working for you. That's not so pashut either. Either way, this was the question that was asked. Amalei, so Rabbi Lazar Tzadik told this yid, he told him, loy arich. It's not okay. So the Gemara says, avakashavik levazel, so he heard a psak and he left. Amar, so Rabbi Lazar Tzadik commented. He said, kadu havisu dairi ba'ara adam memshnin. I've been living here, I've been the Mara da Asriya for 40 years. V'loy chamisi bar inish mahalich ba'archan de tikun kedein. I've never seen a person who's so chashuv, like this person. Meaning, this person came, he asked the question, he got an answer, he walked out, and Rabbi Lazar Tzadik was mesmerized. He was blown away. He said, 40 years I'm sitting in this chair, and I've never met such a person. So, the truth is, not 100% clear why he was so impressed. But the Aruch Laner and others say that the reason he was so impressed was because he wasn't negotiating for a kula. He came, he asked the question, and it seems like it was very convenient for him to let the Zaysim be his way of making payment, but he heard the psak and he didn't negotiate. He walked out, and that's what impressed him so much. But the Gemara says, after this yid walked out, Hadava Asna, he came back. Amalei said, "My Yavid, so tell me, what do you recommend? What do I do?" Amalei says, "What do you mean? It's very simple. What you should do is you should be mafker all your zeis and v'tein pritay l'kishkushi kramen. So what you should do is, and you should just pay out of your own pocket." I mean, it's very simple. He says, just don't pay with the Zaysim. That's Hefker. That belongs to everybody. That's what you should do. So the Gemara jumps on the whole question. The Gemara says, Kishkushi Mishari. Why was this even mutter? Is it okay to be hoeing the ground? But Tanya, we learn to the Brayis. It says, Vashmiyas Tishamteno Unetashto. And we learn from it that in addition to the Isser to work the field, you can't be Zereya, you can't be Chayrish. But in addition to that, we learn Tishamteno. We learn Milakashkish, that you're not allowed to hoe the field. And unetashto means that milasakel, that you're not even allowed to remove stones from the field. Like even little things you're not allowed to do. So, Freit the Gemara, even if this qualifies as something smaller,
we're not farmers, but whatever it is, it's something a little less significant than being Zareya, plowing and sowing and reaping, but at the same time, doesn't feel like something you should be able to do. I mean, it's a braisa. The braisa says, Vashvi is tishmetenu natashto, tishmetenu means milakashi. You're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, Amar Avigu bar Chama, you have to say there's two dinim. You have to say, tre kishkushi hava. There's two types of hoeing. Chad stumi pili, v'chad avri ilani. One of them is to close up gaps, to protect what you have, and the other one is Evruye Ilani, to make the trees stronger. Stume Evruye Ilani Yasser, to make the trees stronger, that's something you're not allowed to do in Shvias. Or but Stume Pili, to protect the tree, Shari, that's something that's Mutter, and that's what was going on in that story. Zokti Gemara, one final mice of Omar, Aiva Mishum Rav Elazar ben Tzadik. Aiva send the name of Elazar ben Tzadik, the theme of the latter part of the daf. Al Yahalu Chadim Avish Abazes, Yoisner Megimel Parsois. A person shouldn't walk on Erev Shabbos more than three Parsois. The reason is because we're afraid that he's going to end up not preparing for Shabbos. Mishaloi tarach be'erev Shabbos. How's he going to eat on Shabbos? So we want to make sure that the person prepares for Shabbos. So don't walk gimel parsois or yoisim gimel parsois on erev Shabbos. This is only true if he's responsible for preparing Shabbos. Avalu shpizei. Let's say he's going somewhere for Shabbos. Then you don't have to worry. Why? Because I might not get samich. It could be samich on the person that you're going to, that he's going to take care of Shabbos for you. So if you're responsible for making Shabbos, yeah. But you have to read the fine print. If you're not responsible for making Shabbos, so why would this be an issue? Ikadamri, some said no. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said just the opposite. Even if he's going to his own house, this is an issue. Meaning, but lav dafka, either way, it's going to be a problem, meaning you're never allowed to do this. Meaning, afilu lebeis, it doesn't matter where you're going, who you're going to, this is something you're not allowed to do. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, bedidi hava uvda. And then he said, I'll tell you why I'm opining on this halacha, because bedidi hava uvda, I once had my own story, v'afilu kasa daharsana lo yashkechi, and I missed out on an oinik Shabbos. I couldn't even find kasa daharsana. So what is that? Rashi says, suda mu'etes, dogim kitanim, small fish, metuganim, fried, bekemach, with flour, beshuman shalahen, in their fats. Rashi gives us the whole recipe for kasa daharsana. Don't try this at home. But either way, Rav Kahana said he didn't even have a kasa daharsana. The bottom line is, today's daf was very much about Arava. Netz Hashem, it's going to continue into tomorrow's daf. And additionally, we had a little bit of a digression that discussed some memras that Aivu, who was the father of Rav, not so often quoted in Shas, but Rav's father and his encounter with Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik.